insults you. It says he came to save a wretch like me. But if we don't really process who we are, this salvation does not delight our hearts. And so as we understand what Jesus Christ came to do, it's because of his stripes, because of his pain, that we have been set free. Let's sing it out on the second. Because of the salvation of our Savior and what he has brought, I'm going to sing a song that encourages us to take the name of Jesus whenever we go. The 300. This aspect of prayer. We can breathe that name in prayer at any time, no matter what our difficulty, whatever we're facing, and ultimately, it ought to be the testimony of our lives that we are speaking about our Savior. Those that are lost. Let's sing number 300, Take the Name of Jesus. Someone tell me, what does it mean for Jesus to be the hope of earth? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't quite hear. he will come again. All right, so we're looking forward to something in the future here of Jesus Christ coming. So all the time that we're here on earth, the name of Jesus always breathes hope to us. Now, what's the next part here? It's the joy of heaven. It's not the hope of heaven, because you're not anticipating anymore. You have him. But when you have him, you have joy. All right, so just neat. Every time we're going to be, someone's going to say the word Jesus. All through heaven. As we think about these songs, it really can stir our hearts. This is a beautifully well poetic song. On the second. Sing this out.
I'm primarily word of fact. I say that Jesus word Mark. Speak the Lord's side. That's an indication that something wrong. That man represented Israel in his rejection of the Lord. That's the purpose of the Bible. He's dealing with the rejection of God. Clearly what happens here is he's describing now in this particular situation, no other where, one place but this, but he's talking about moaning against something. He gets this place where something happened, and kind of gets this grudge, this internal, that's the internal side of it. You're frustrated with somebody else. About them, groan about them. That's the same idea as murmuring. Well, I didn't say anything to them. That's not enough, okay? It's not about just biting our tongue. God is concerned with the heart and saying, do not have this kind of attitude. All of a sudden, something's going bad. Just take the journey to life. And then all of a sudden, bring all these negative things. So they all go sit on the couch. Mom and dad are under extra stress. No, they don't. Somehow, they just know, and they're like bouncing off the ball. You're like, stop it! You're like, what's going on? I'm losing it here, right here. I'm just like, because of. It's like, okay, it's like this spiral here that's happening. So at this element, when you're under stress, under pressure, when you're having to endure and continue, and it's going longer than you thought, and you're waiting on God, forbearing. You have this enduring patience that allows you to hear the context correctly. You endure, but you test the strength that you have. Not really getting the help. It's like you have to respond to people. I go, boom! Grace of the Lord is demonstrating spiritual strength by the creation of the Spirit. You see that. You see that in the lives of other people. There is a lot of stress. You know that. And it's something very attractive. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, warm the unruly. Evil for evil. You're having to be patient and you're receiving evil. Don't render it back. That's what temptation and flesh. We're going to be on that. You say, well, I didn't punch him back. There's another element that says, don't get to that place where you can't do it. Sigh.
this peril. Before you ever speak evil against what is the warning? So now we understand. We're like, okay, I kind of get it. I know. I'm guilty here, but that's the admonition. He says, grudge not one against another, lest ye be full to be pictured of Jesus Christ in his end time for us to be raptured today. He's right there at the door. At any moment, at any moment, Jesus Christ will come. And we have to be expecting it. We have to be ready. Don't use this illustration. Very good. Very good. There's a certain place when I've had enough. All right. You guys are going to go to sleep. I don't want to hear another peep out of you. I'm waiting because Judgment Day is coming and I'm going to, whoa, I'm going to catch them. And then all of a sudden, they come out, they're like, ooh, I didn't expect, I thought we'd make a lot of noise. And I was like, nope, there was not a lot of grace spirit here. You're off the first time, boom. There's this element here that says, can you imagine what it would be like if Jesus comes back? And I am in this spot of God. What's right and wrong? Do I want to find him right? Would I like him to walk in the door right now? See me, what I'm doing? Who knows this? So, what should be the great hope? In this passage, he says, be patient, wait. What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for the coming of the Lord. I can keep on enduring. I can keep believing. I can keep waiting. But don't forget that the coming of the Lord that is your hope and that you're waiting for is also the time in which you will put the time that often causes fear and walk circumspectly. So, we say that I think there's this element that I like this one word. Lest ye be. It really does cause some interesting aspects. The Bible says those who believe in Jesus Christ, Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation. So, you have to understand that when he's talking about this in terms of condemnation, in Romans chapter 8, he's talking about eternal damnation. He's talking about all the consequences of sin in eternal aspect. But that does not mean that God is not going to hold us account for the way that we live. Sometimes the judgment seat of Christ is presented in such a way to try to harmonize those things to say that all we're going to do at the judgment seat is just receive the good things that we've done. He just rewards us. There's only the loss of the good. But this right here seems to indicate we are going to give an account for the things that thoughts that we think, and that the Lord Jesus is going to ask us questions. Judgment seat of Christ means that when he says he will give an account, that word has the idea of a verbal response. So many times you start talking to your kids, and like, they don't want to respond. We are going to respond. We are going to talk to them about what they've chosen to do. And he's saying, you do not want the censorship of our Lord, the things that would displease him. So I think that's a real reality that should cause us to this. So as we come to this, as soon as I get this, it's just a command. Don't do it. I am kind of looking and saying, what's the solution? I think the solution is found within the call to be patient. Remember, this is not isolated. Chapter 1 has already laid the foundation that it is the trying of your faith. What is the situation in which you are having to endure is always a situation that's testing your faith. We talked about that over and over again. What I want to do is take this and say, when you have a spirit of murmuring and complaining against somebody else, that is the opposite of putting your faith and trust in God. Think about that. You say, wait a second. I have to trust God for how other people treat me? Yeah, that's the solution. So when I'm over here going, just like the children of Israel, they were murmuring against Moses and against the Lord, it was a lack of faith. There's somebody in my life that I'm having to go, I am focused on them. I'm focused on their actions. I'm focused on God. Not trusting them. So the answer there is faith. And then I'm going to give you one other Old Testament. I think this is worth putting down here if it's not in your cross reference. Leviticus 19:18. You can write that beside there. Look it up. He says, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor. So the solution is faith. God's grace is that God give me the grace to love that person perfectly. They've done something that I feel is wrong, so that I'm not carrying this around with me all the time. That I can release them and I can forgive them. Walk in faith. You're going to be put in situations where your faith is tested. And one of those things is conflict. May God help us. Grudge not. All right. There is our challenge for this evening. How many awards? Tom and Vicki are traveling.